Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Relatable Finance. I'm Joseph Carl, and I'm joined by my colleague, Portfolio Manager Shane Phillips. We are both part of the investment team here at Provenance Wealth Advisors, a financial planning and investment firm located here in sunny South Florida. So in this episode, we're going to discuss what is a good investment strategy. And in order to do that, we need to first understand we need to take a little bit of risk. And we're trying to earn a little bit more on than something we either have in the bank or, if, for example, a government bond or CD.
Yeah, and when I think about a growth strategy, I'm thinking long term. So I'm thinking, how do I invest my retirement funds? And you talk about risk. I'm willing to take on risk. I have the time horizon to take on that risk. And with that, I'm going to be expecting much higher returns.
Yeah, and you, as I mentioned earlier, you can put your money in a bank or a savings account or a CD, for example, and you can earn some decent returns in 2-3% range. But I think it's important to understand that most of that is due to inflation. What we're talking about here is really growing your real wealth, your purchasing power, and to do that, we need to take a little bit of risk.
Yeah, so there's different types of risk that people can take, and I think a lot of us think of risk as losing money. You know, investing $100, losing $10, that's the risk. That's what we're worried about. But even though that is one of the risks, as you mentioned, just keeping it in a bank account, there's other risks. And you mentioned inflation. So if you let your money just sit in a bank account, you're not going to lose actual money, but you're going to lose purchasing power. So year after year, that money is going to buy less goods. And no matter what you do with your money, there will be risks that you're going to assume.
Yeah, so in order to set ourselves up with a good growth investment strategy, we need to set ourselves up for success and have a long-term time horizon. What does that mean? First, we need to take some risk. Next, it's important to understand that markets can be unpredictable in the short term. We as humans all lead different lives, have different lifestyles, have different psychological makeups, and make decisions differently. Therefore, we're going to all react differently to the ups and downs in the market. By making sure your short-term needs are taken care of, you can make sure that this is going with a longer-term view.
Yeah, so when I think of this, I think of, all right, we decide on this great plan, we're going to be aggressive, we're going to have this long-term strategy. We invested on Monday, and then on Friday, you need to sell some to pay your cable bill. So that's the exact opposite of what we want to happen. We want this money to be there. We don't need to touch it, no forced selling. We can just let that grow in the market over time.
Yeah, so set up a short-term side account with your that for your cash needs. And what would that mean? That would be roughly, you know, a good gauge would be 6 months of living expenses. You may also want to set aside additional cash for major purchases, such as a down payment on a home or a car. Basically, anything you're going to need cash for that won't be met by your earned income, plus a little bit more in case something crazy happens, like losing your job or you're buying a big house.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different metrics out there, you know, 2 months savings, 3 months salary, whatever that is. Everybody's is going to be different. And at the end of the day, when I look at it, it's, you know, what are you comfortable with sleeping every night, having a cash balance in your account, and just figuring out what that is, and then taking the rest that you're willing to take risk on and do some of the things we've discussed, taking that risk with a longer term horizon.
Next, we need to understand what this is for, which is the long term. And nothing will ever be black and white. We are all constantly digesting new information and watching the media or the news outlets, for example. It's crazy, and it's hard to make decisions from that. It can paralyze your ability to take action. Don't let that happen. Identify a long-term strategy and execute it. Much of these concerns that you have are already priced in the markets.
Yeah. There's always going to be risks that are present in the market. There's always going to be a reason not to start investing in the market. And I think understanding that, it makes you more able to start investing, because there's never going to be the perfect time. And with news how it is today, you know, the minute something happens, it pops up on your phone, you see it on a headline, whatever the case is, I think people often overreact. And when we think about having this long-term investment horizon, you know, it doesn't really matter what the Fed's decision this week is. When you look over that much longer-term horizon, it's about setting that plan and sticking to it.
Next, we need to remember that we are focused on the overall portfolio, not just one single investment. So if you ever invested in a stock and it did tremendously well, great. We're not trying to discredit that in any way, but we're just saying you need to look at the overall perspective. If you have an investment that offset that, it really doesn't mean anything for you, even if you had one that did really good. We're looking at the bottom line and the end result.
And when we look at this, it's diversification. So we're not just going to invest in one stock or one market in our portfolios. We're going to be in different markets, different strategies, And the benefit or possibly the problem with diversification is when you look at your statement at the end of the year, something's going to clearly be the winner and something's going to clearly be the loser. And you're going to look at that and say, well, why did I even invest in that one that performed so poorly? And the idea here is, once again, that long-term horizon. These asset classes are going to have good and bad years, but when you stretch that out over 20, 30, 40 years, it's going to give you a much better ride. You're going to be less volatile. And that doesn't mean you can kind of lean in and out of some of these markets you think are going to perform better, but having kind of that set plan, how you're going to allocate that portfolio as a whole and use the diversification benefits.
Yeah, so next, we need to understand that losses are actually part of the strategy. If we implement a strategy that attempted to never lose a dollar, we would either have a strategy that's too safe and really wouldn't earn long-term real wealth or real growth. It would just have mediocre gains. Or we would be entirely trying to time the market at the exact right times. And study after study has shown that that's very difficult to do.
If you're taking risks, you should definitely expect losses at some point, whether it's the first week you invest, whether it's the first year, whenever it is, you will have losses in your portfolio. I think when we look at it, if you're able to consistently save and invest, you know, whether personally or through a 401k plan, whatever the case is, those losses aren't necessarily that bad. You may look at a statement and it's going to hurt that you lost, you know, $10,000 last month, but if you think of it from the perspective that you were able to buy shares at lower and lower prices, you know, in the long term, that's actually going to benefit you. So some short-term pain might actually benefit you long term.
Yeah, so, you know, going back to some other things, it's important to remember that this is for the long term. We're not necessarily concerned about some short-term loss. And also that you have the short-term account set aside with the cash needs that allow you to ride out these dips or ups and downs. Next, we want to talk about taking advantage of the low-hanging fruit in life. And if we look in 20 or 30 years from now, there's going to be a lot of expenses or unexpected things that happened. So we want to make sure that we take advantage of the easy things. So first, it's very easy to diversify, and we would strongly recommend doing so. That way you don't have all of your investable assets tied up in one single investment. And an easy way, probably the most notable, is an S&P 500 or an S&P 500 fund. It gives you broad-based exposure and is very cost-effective. Next, take advantage of your 401k plan. Most of us have these, and most of the time your employer will match a contribution. If you don't do that, that's free money that you're leaving on the table. There's also IRAs, traditional or Roth, also 529 plans, which allow you to save for college, and health savings plans, which allow you to save for medical expenses. All of these are opportunities to have a longer-term investment strategy and also offer some tax advantages.
Yeah, like you said, these are easy things to do. I mean, we can have very complex, difficult strategies that we implement, but if you're starting out and you want to do some of these things that are very simple, being able to invest in a 401k is probably one of the easiest. It's very accessible, but really just setting the foundation and then kind of just building from that point.
Next, if you want to dabble in some single stocks or speculative investments, whatever that case may be, we would recommend, we're not trying to discourage you from doing that, but we would recommend that you set some parameters. Let's say, for example, 25% of your portfolio is no more in speculative investments, and then a small portion of that is in one single speculative or single stock investment. By setting a cap, it allows you to better frame investment decisions and make sure that you're not all concentrated in one area. Realize that markets are very good at pricing in a lot of these things, so much of it's luck when it comes to major price appreciation in one single investment.
Setting that cap, I think, is very important. So recently, Bitcoin, I feel like, is a perfect example. If you thought Bitcoin was going to be the next big thing, is it really worth, you know, betting your life savings on it? And as we saw, a lot of people did make a lot of money on Bitcoin, but for those who invested at the top, they've also lost a lot of money. So setting up that cap, that portion of your portfolio for some of these riskier investments is something that we are fine with, or that we agree with, but just minimizing some of those risks that you are taking.
Next, we would recommend taking advantage of something that we all have, which is our time horizon. The earlier you start to invest, the earlier you're able to accumulate capital and the longer term time horizon you have. At the end of the day, it's something that we all have and we need to take advantage of. The earlier, the better.
Yeah, the best time to start is now. So it doesn't matter what age you are, if you're maybe behind a little bit, start now. That's gonna be the best thing to help you move forward and set up a plan, and then most importantly, actually take action and implement that plan.
So to recap what we went over today, To have a good growth investment type strategy, some rules of thumb that we can use is that we need to take some risk to have some real growth. To help you with this, you should set aside some money for your short-term needs. That way you can view it from a long-term perspective. Don't let the news or media influence your decisions. Pick a strategy and execute it. Understand that losses are part of the strategy. And also, you need to take advantage of the low-hanging fruits and the easy wins of life, such as retirement plans and your long-time horizon. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please reach out to us at podcast@provwealth.com and check out our Twitter handle at @financepodcast.
Provenance Wealth Advisors is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Any opinions are those of Relatable Finance Podcast and PWA, and not necessarily those of Raymond James. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecasts will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but Raymond James does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision, and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected. Diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Investing involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Raymond James does not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professional. Prior to making an investment decision, please consult with your financial advisor about your individual situation. The prominent underlying risk of using Bitcoin as a medium of exchange is that it is not authorized or regulated by any central bank. Bitcoin issuers are not registered with the SEC, and the Bitcoin marketplace is currently unregulated. Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are very speculative investments and involve a high degree of risk. Investors must have the financial ability, sophistication, experience, and willingness to bear the risks of an investment and a potential total loss of their investment. Securities that have been classified as Bitcoin-related cannot be purchased or deposited in Raymond James client accounts.